Yes, I'm delighted with the performance. I thought we were the better team, conceded against the run of play, and as we saw last week when we didn't respond very well, we did this week, and it's a real solid performance and a good result.
And as you say, in stark contrast to Brentford, the mental resolve they showed to dust themselves down and get themselves going and get themselves right back in it.
Yeah, and we've done it from Tuesday onwards since we played very well at Wolves, and it's bonkers, isn't it? In points wise, we might as well have won one and lost one. We'd have had another point. Yeah, we're unbeaten in two games, and yeah, after the weekend, it's heartwarming to see the performance. And I said, that's really, you've got to put performances in. Don't worry about the results. If you play well, more often than not, you'll win games.
And now we're two bits of good luck, aren't you? After Daryl at Molineux and then Dougie this afternoon after a couple of minutes by the look of things.
Yeah, I think somebody somewhere's in our debt. The PGMOL, I'll be on Monday morning and reporting that one. If it is the case that they say it was onside, I haven't seen it yet, Brenner. If they're thinking that, I doubt I'm going to disagree with them.
An unlikely goal scoring player in terms of Jonas Knudsen, but you were getting your full backs up there, weren't you? Luke Chambers has had one header at the far post, and Jonas had risen with Daryl a few minutes earlier.
Oh no, I bought him to be scoring with his right foot. Yeah, it was a real, he was unlucky just before him and Murph got in each other's way. I think he was better placed, but Murph went to try and head it, and was it 5 minutes later, he's in the box again, and he scores a great goal.
And Kevin Brew came into the side for Teddy in terms of the change from Molineux. What was the thinking there?
Bish can't, at this moment in time, hasn't got the endurance to play Tuesday, Sunday, 3 games in a week. So, and even Kev at the end of it was completely goosed. I need to get Bish back to playing. I think he could offer us what Houlihan offers Norwich, that level of ability. He's got that lovely dip and sway of his hips, and he goes past people for fun. But he can't sustain that yet, because he's been out nearly 12 months. That's a long, long time for anybody, And because he didn't have a broken leg, thank God, or he didn't have a cruciate ligament, or he didn't have a serious injury as such, he was just, topping up on calves, hamstrings, and all that. I think we forget that he has missed a huge part of his development, and we need to get him as strong as he can be, and then when he is, he'll be a proper threat. So.
You said to me on Friday you had no qualms about your young players dealing with the derby atmosphere, and they seemed to thrive in it, didn't they? Like, so Grant Ward and Adam Webster at the back, and then when Teddy came on.
Yeah, I thought Grant Ward was excellent. I think he came off with the Man of the Match award. He's been terrific. And Adam's a good player. He's getting better and better. It's a bit of the championship is a real physical trial and test, and the pace of it is. He'd have been used to more of the ball at Portsmouth, and they were a pretty good team in that division last year and passed it well. He's having to do a lot of defending, so I'm pleased with him.
To do it all against one of the best sides in the division, who are likely to be up there, aren't they, Norwich City?
Yeah, they will be without a doubt. They'll be in that top six, who knows, top two or three. Although there's a lot of teams spending money, there's some good sides in the league now. But we've got Preston now, and that's a different ball game. So the huge atmosphere and the excitement of this game won't be the same next week. We'll be expected to win because it's Preston coming, so we need to be able to handle that.